Welcome to the Digging Deep ATV MX Podcast with your host, two-time defending ATV Motocross National Champion, Cody Jansen.
What's up, everybody?
We're back!
Welcome to the latest edition of the Digging Deep ATV MX Podcast, episode 122 of the Digging Deep ATV MX Podcast, presented by our title sponsor, CST Tires, in stock and available for purchase today at shop.csttires.com. I'm your host, Cody Jansen, saying hello to our nearly 233,000 monthly Digging Deep listeners in all 103 countries in which you are listening, and this is our postseason Chad Weenan tell-all show. Eight-time series champion and all-time great Chad Weenan ended the 2023 ATV Motocross season with a win at the Loretta Lynn season finale. As promised, Chad will join us to dig deep into his 66th win of his professional career, take us through the crazy season that was his 2023 season as he was on the comeback trail after fracturing his clavicle bone at round two. Maybe the biggest question of all, will we see him return for battle in 2024? You'll hear it all right here on this week's episode of the Digging Deep ATV MX Podcast. Before we dive in, let's quickly shout out all of our incredible partners. CST Tires, go to shop.csttires.com today. Yamaha, thanks to Blue Crew. Thanks to SSI Decals, Valvoline, DID Racing Chain, Namira Technologies, Bronco ATV and UTV Components, Launderville Steel Enterprises and Concrete Supply, the financial advice of the Haymauer Financial Group, DP Brakes, Factory 43, Binky's Forever ATC Museum, Impact Solutions, Caldera Lab, and their high-performance men's skincare products and regiment. We all know that moto is a gnarly sport. It can be hard on our skin, so allow Caldera Lab to help you achieve your skincare goals this summer. Get 20% off with our code DIGGINGDEEP20 at calderalab.com/DIGGINGDEEP20. New partner that we are stoked about, Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing. Welcome to the Digging Deep family. Our choice when it comes to case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more. More on them as we go here. And Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit from Manscaped continues to be their crown jewel. This premium beard sculpting machine, the Beard Hedger, allows dudes like you and I to style our beards to exactly our liking using a zoom wheel featuring 20 different built-in lengths. This Pro Kit also includes shampoo, conditioner, oil, and balm for your beard, as well as a brush, comb, and scissors. Now you're speaking my language, Manscaped, and get 20% off with free shipping by using code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. So rad that Manscaped continues to invest in ATV racing as a longtime partner of Digging Deep. Help us keep them in the fold and involved in ATV racing by using our Digging Deep 20 code so they know you enjoy Digging Deep and what we're all about here. Support all these great companies that support us, and for any products that fall through the cracks, click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner on our website to help us out. The 2023 season may have come to an end, but that also might mean that you need parts and gear more than ever before. No matter what off-road gear parts you need, Rocky Mountain ATVMC has you covered. But before you buy, simply click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner on our website. By using our specific link, we get a percentage of what you buy on the back end, enabling you to help us out while purchasing the parts you need anyway. And did you know you can buy OEM parts from Rocky Mountain ATVMC as well? Yep, shipped conveniently right to your door. So click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner at DiggingDeepATVMX.com to help us out while satisfying all your gear and parts needs. Shout out to monthly Digging Deep donors Diogo Costa, Justin Branham, and Rob Bumsteiger. If you are interested in donating and hearing your name on the show, you can find the Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee donation links on our website. Major thanks to all who have donated, of course. Now, if you can't donate but you still want to help us out, you can leave us a rating or a review on iTunes and Spotify. That helps us out in a major way. If nothing else, that lets our partners know that you're passionate about what we're doing here and want us to continue on long into the future. Now, it's showtime. The 30-second board is up, it's sideways, and the gate is down. Time to dig deep.
Let's go!
All right, guys, I am stoked every time I get a chance to sit down and spend a little time with this living legend. Brought to you by new partner Ultimate Poly Products. Since 1998, UPP Racing has been producing American-made case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more. Join top pro riders like Bryson Neal, Walker Fowler, John Galata Jr., Adam McGill, Cole Richardson, and more by using UPP Racing's industry-leading products. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com to save on your next order. And with that, I am proud to welcome your 8-time series champion coming off a win at the season finale, Mr. Chad Weenan. Chad, welcome back to Digging Deep. Pal, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it so much every time.
Yo, Cody. Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. Great to be back on. And yeah, can't wait to, you know, dive in what we've been up to, you know, post finale and see what else you got to talk about too.
Yeah, man, I want to talk about the finale a little bit as well. I promised our listeners that we would talk to you when you got the chance. We know you were on a little trip there, so I'm sure we'll chat about that. But Chad, it took until the 11th hour, but in the final moto of the season, you grabbed your first moto and overall victory of 2023. And I can't even imagine how good that must have felt to you and your crew.
Yeah, I mean, just from what we came from at the beginning of the season, the cards that we were dealt, and you know, I call it a slow burn. It was, you know, tough to rebound and get back to form. And I mean, I can't take anything away from, you know, Joel, the way he's been riding, and he's been riding on a level that's been very difficult to match. And I mean, one of those days that everything starts clicking, and it felt really good. Really good. Thanks.
Yeah, man, it was shades of some of the Chad Weenan performances from the past. That's how it felt. But before we get to the macro level, before we talk macro level, let's kind of talk micro level here and chat about Loretta's a little more. So P2 in that first moto, but moto two got really interesting, Chad, specifically because the tire choices of both you and Joel. And as soon as I saw you on the sight lap, pal, for that second moto with big tires, man, I just had a feeling. I really did.
Yeah, I mean, the first moto was, I mean, it was what it was, and just the conditions were really tough and difficult, and, like, I was surprised how well the conditions were for how much rain that we got.
Me too.
You know, the hole shot wasn't too bad. The gates were pretty wet, but, you know, we came out in a good position, and we came out second, and, you know, once I was in second, I was very content where I was at. I wasn't going to try and push on Joel a whole lot. Of actually, like, that first lap, I was actually trying to just settle in right away, and Joel was making, like, little mistakes here and there, and I was like, dude, just get away from me and quit roosting me. yeah, the conditions were tough, and with the how soft it was, I mean, the on Friday practice, like, how soft it was, and then we got more rain, I was like, I was going to be set on big tires all day long just because of how deep those turns were getting.
Yep.
And, you know, even on the sight lap, you know, once I did the sight lap on that Moto 2, I was like, we're going to have something if we can grab a start and I can run the lines that I want. And, you know, for me, I'm going to be digging these ruts even deeper with my bigger tires. And I saw there was a mix of guys that some guys had big, some guys had smalls.
Yep.
And you know how good I felt on my bigs. I was like, I just got to really focus on this start, nail this start, and I can control the race from there. And, you know, even once I grabbed the hole shot and I felt like the first couple laps, like I was able to get away pretty good, like a couple second gap. And, you know, I saw, you know, Joel was really trying to come after me by then, you know, after like 3-4 laps.
Okay, so take me through this, Chad. So you go out for the sight lap or whatever. Obviously, I was going to ask you if there was any debate, because like you said, it was pretty even split, I would say. I mean, maybe there was more little tires than big tires or whatever, but pretty even split down the middle, it seemed like to me. So do you go out of your way to take notice of what Joel has? Like, because in my mind, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, Chad sees he's on big tires, and just knowing your mentality and even thinking about the way that I would approach it as a competitor, I'm like, man, like instantly in your mind, you're going to think I got big tires. That's an advantage for me on the start. I get out front. Nobody's going to drive around me. So take me through that. Like, did you pay attention to what Joel had or was it tunnel vision?
I mean, I did see what he had. I mean, I knew that there was gonna be parts of the track that I was gonna be like at a disadvantage, but I felt like I had a bigger advantage in the turns where I didn't have to worry about getting hung up. I didn't have to worry about, getting stuck. And like, I just knew, obviously, like if I grabbed a start, that I could run, like I could run the lines that I wanted, and like it was gonna be hard for him to, make advances on me. But yeah, I mean, I did notice the small tires on his machine, and once I did the sight lap, I'm like, I gotta nail the start. And once I did, I was like, I am not gonna relinquish this lead. Just the mental state. Like, I definitely know that. I mean, there's probably more percentage of the track that it was for smalls, but the spots that it was like benefiting me were like big time spots for like it was gonna be really bad for like a small tire, a normal tire.
Well, and the other thing that is an advantage for you, and I've always thought this, is for whatever reason, and maybe you know the answer to this question, but when you're on big tires, Chad, you can make it look like it's not a disadvantage. Like you're clearly very comfortable on the big tires, and whether it's the way you ride or your size, your height, all those things, the way you manhandle the machine, whatever it is, you're able to make those big tires nearly look like they're smalls at times, which is an advantage for you. You're making it so the sections where the big tire is better, you're running them, and then the sections where maybe the little tire is better, you're pretty, I mean, you're an all-time great. So this is like, maybe this is an obvious thing to say, but you make the big tires look like they're not a disadvantage, and that's been a strength of yours for seemingly for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess when I'm in doubt, I feel like that's the direction I just need to go.
I think so too. Yeah.
Weird because I don't spend any time, during the week on them or anything like that.
Okay.
And that the new Maxxis tire that they made, like that rear tire is really, really good in the
Okay.
mud. It cleans out really well, and it tracks very well. It slides well. So like, I have a ton of confidence in that. But like, I mean, the disadvantage to that is like they're bigger, they're heavier, they wear you. And but I just was able to like prepare myself for the like basically put all my eggs into that one moto and save my that first moto to where I could just go out and ride, lead it from wire to wire. It was very surprised. Like, I mean, once that sun came out, it got pretty hot and humid again.
It did.
Like, I've been down there several times where, like, even like in 2022, where like it wasn't that hot, but I felt like pretty beat down. And like this year, like I felt pretty fresh. Like leading into the race, I like we had that 3 week break, and I rode 5 days. I mainly did that because like I wanted to go in there fresh as I could. I'm more like with my age that, if I ride too much leading up to the week of the race, it's usually like I'm still trying to recover on race day, which that's not the ideal way to do it. But, when I was in my 20s and younger 30s, it didn't matter. I was recovering very fast. But yeah, I mean, the just everything came together. And with me being comfortable on those big tires, it's a big advantage for me.
For sure. No, it definitely is. And that was something that I was thinking about as the moto was going down. And the other thing I was thinking about is that as we're watching such an intense race there in that second moto, and I found myself, and this is something that we chatted about and on our Loretta Lynn's review show there. But the pressure that you endured in that moto, Chad, I mean, it was like seven laps in a row, like whether it was the last seven laps other than the last lap, I think, or something very close to that. I mean, basically the majority of that race, there was less than a second between you and Joel. And to put up with that kind of pressure and then never let in the back of your mind be like, man, he's going faster because he's on little tires. I just found it was a pretty incredible thing to see. That's why I called it the race of the year, because to see the pressure that you endured and never cracked, he got up to the side of you. I'm sure you saw him out of your peripheral, yet you never cracked. And man, it made for a can't miss race. Again, race of the year in my mind, for sure.
Well, thanks, Cody. Like, man, like mentally, like I just felt like I was in a good place there. Like I felt like my form was back, and I felt like I had, an advantage to run those tires in certain spots, and knew in those spots that I could rest. So I used those spots for me to rest around the track, and then, even in spots where I knew he was funneling in behind me, I would go a little bit slower and just let him just kind of, if he wanted to eat my route that close, good. Or, like earlier on, I was pushing pretty hard, and then once I got my flow, I just kind of just kept that throughout the track. I felt the pressure. I only felt it probably like three times through that sand turn, but like look some of that, the footage, like he was there quite a bit. I know the one time, like he showed a lot of pressure and he really drove it in there pretty far. And then, like, I don't know why I didn't like swap the line sooner, because I could feel the pressure, like the way that I was coming into that turn, and like I was able to accelerate pretty hard. But once I saw him really like throw a threat at me, I was like, okay, I need to hop my line. And there's one lap there where I missed that line. I went back to like my old line, and I was like, Chad, like, don't let this be it. And Joel didn't have, he wasn't as close to me as he was before, and I was able, fight him off on that threat. But yeah, the pressure was there. It actually, like in videos, like I don't know, I think it was because like coming out of the commandments and into that right hand turn, like I heard him a lot. Like it sounded like he was right on my ass, and I was like, okay, like, I don't want him to come down into this turn and like block me, like get a tire in front of me. But like through like watching some of the footage, like he was never that close to me right there, which I was like, okay, like that's kind of weird, because I heard him. Like for instance, like I'm running the big tires and I'm on the dry slick, and I can't like once I hit the gas, I'm kind of lighting him up, and I can hear him behind me, and just he's on the gas before I am, and I'm like, okay. And in the videos, like it must have been he was accelerating into the turn and not being like coming out of the turn with me. But yeah, it was the pressure was there, but like, man, my mental estate was in a good place. Like I felt very confident.
Got it. Well, to hear the strategy there is fascinating.
We'll get right back to the show, but now a word from our sponsors. And thank you for listening to these ads. Without these great companies, none of this would be possible. Show your support for the people who support us. The official tire choice of Digging Deep, CST tires are the choice of ATV Racing's elite on the track, in the woods, and every other terrain. CST tires swept the ATV racing world in 2022 as Joel Hetrick, Bryson Neal, and Bo Barron rode their Pulse MXR and Pulse HT tires to an ATV Pro Motocross title, GNCC XC1 Pro title, and 10th ATV Pro Works Racing title, respectively. Led by champion Joel Hetrick and podium contenders Bryce Ford, Jeffrey Rastrelli, and Nick Janusa, CST's Pulse MXR tire is the most trusted tire in ATV Motocross today. Available in soft and standard compounds, the Pulse MXR offers the highest level of traction, most predictable cornering, and superior wear characteristics when compared to the competition. And did I mention they have a contingency program as well? Visit shop.csttires.com to join the CST takeover today, or prepare to be beat by someone who did. The best of the best choose CST. Do you? You know we're Team Blue Crew here at the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, as the Yamaha YF-Z450R is the official ATV of Digging Deep. In a move started by 8-time ATV MX Pro Class National Champion Chad Weenan, who with his next championship will become the winningest champion in ATV motocross history, we are living in ATV Racing's YF-Z450R era. Alongside Weenan, 7-time GNCC XC1 Pro ATV National Champion Walker Fowler welcomed a pair of new champions to the Yamaha Champions Club as the podium-proven Yamaha YFZ450R proved to be the winning choice for Joel Hetrick and Bryson Neal. This unprecedented success for the YFZ450R, its unrivaled quality and performance, and the clear fact that Yamaha is the leading OEM supporter of ATV racing has resulted in a complete Yamaha takeover within the sport quad market. Evident by the continuation of Yamaha's Blue Crew Racer Support Program, Yamaha riders will once again cash in on payout and prize opportunities in 2023, including a chance to win a brand new YFZ450R. For more info, head over to YamahaBlueCrew.com. Follow Yamaha Outdoors as well as the new Blue Crew official channel on social media, and check out Yamaha's full proven off-road lineup at YamahaOutdoors.com today. SSI Decals, your decals, your way. SSI Decals sets the standard with the best-looking decals, graphics kits, and vinyl wraps in the industry. Established in 1947, SSI took shape as an offshoot of their parent company by doing a little work for local pro Chad Weenan. Nearly two decades later, and fueled by a passion for ATVs, the company has flourished into one of ATV Moto's most recognized brands. From ATV Motocross, SSI has expanded into graphics and design work for top racers in GNCC, Works Racing, Pro Motocross and Supercross, off-road, and more, headlined by eight-time world champion Top Fuel drag racer Clay Milliken. Whether your project is big or small, SSI Decals will make your identity stick. Get started today at SSIDecals.com and use code DIGGINGDEEP10 for 10% off at checkout. Things are about to get sick. The Digging Deep ATVMX podcast is brought to you in part by DID and their wide range of championship-winning chains. From the street to the track and everywhere in between, DID chains are designed to give you the optimal riding experience with great performance and increased chain life. Consistent to the core, pick up your box of reliability today. DID, what drives you?
We are proud to be partnered with Namira Technologies. For over 20 years, Namira has pushed the limit of value and reliability in the ATV and side-by-side market. Covering more applications than anyone in the industry, Namira's full line of cast and forged pistons, connecting rods, gasket kits, and industry-leading top-end repair kits and more have led to higher overall engine performance for your machine. Visit your local dealer or online at www.namura.com. And follow along on Instagram for giveaways and exciting new products in 2023. Namira Technologies, your one-stop shop engine component supplier.
We are pleased to be partnered with Bronco ATV and UTV Components. Bronco has been an industry leader in replacement hard parts and accessories for all makes and models for over 15 years. With a catalog that includes a full line of electrical components, engine internals and cylinders, shock and suspension parts, winches, clutch kits, valves, carb kits, bearing kits, and drivetrain parts, Bronco is your hard part source for whatever you need, for whatever you ride. Available exclusively through distributors around the world, visit your local dealer or online at BroncoATV.com.
For over 150 years, Valvoline has been dedicated to constant improvement and innovation across all disciplines of racing. As a proud member of Team Valvoline for nearly a decade, I have witnessed their unwavering commitment to pushing the boundaries of performance. Valvoline has sponsored some of the greatest names in motorsports, solidifying their position as a powerhouse within the industry. Being a part of this historically great team has been an incredible privilege. When it comes to my equipment, whether it's my daily commuting vehicles, race quads, or anything in between, I trust nothing but Valvoline. Their range of products and lubricants consistently deliver increased horsepower, durability, and engine life. I'm excited to announce Valvoline's breakthrough in performance, Valvoline Ultimate Power Sports. With up to 8 times stronger rust protection and 50% better wear protection, this cutting-edge formula ensures your ATV's engine runs smoother and longer for the ultimate ride. Tackle rugged terrains with confidence, knowing your ATV's engine is equipped with the best protection available. Ready to experience the next level of performance? Head over to shop.valvolineglobal.com and use code DIGGINGDEEP10 at checkout to unlock an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Don't miss out on this limited time offer to enhance your ATV's performance with Valvoline's Ultimate Power Sports Engine Oil.
And I didn't touch on it before, but you hit the nail on the head talking about the racetrack, because on Friday I said to my wife, I'm like, I don't even know that it makes any sense that I'm riding right now, because the track isn't going to be like this tomorrow. It should be better than it rained. But I said to her, I said, if we were racing today, I'd have big tires on. So I probably should have put them on. But then, you know, it rains Saturday morning after your guys' first qualifier. And I think to myself, man, the track is probably, like, if it gets to as good as it was yesterday, that's the best it's ever going to be. Well, come to find out, like, the track actually really came around, but you're hitting the nail on the head, because in some of those sections, whether it was back by the sand, coming out of the sand before that big anthill, like all of that stuff, it just felt bottomless. It just felt like it just kept going, and there was so much drag. And I just, like I said, when I saw you out there on the sight lap on big tires, I just had a feeling. And I think the number was 5.286 or something percent of people. We have a few hundred people playing the fantasy game. Only 5% of people picked you, but I was one of them, Chad. So like I said, I had a feeling. But it was the 66th win of your professional career, the 141st podium, and that, I believe, and you'll have to let me know if this is correct or not, but I believe it extended a streak for you of 17 consecutive years of at least one overall victory per season, starting in 2007 at Taylorville in the WPSA era, all the way through 2023 at the Loretta Lynn season finale. I'm right in saying that, right, Chad? Every manufacturer, every year, you at least got one win.
Yeah. I mean, that's correct. I didn't know, like, I guess I knew, like, when my first race was, but I never, like, added them up. But yeah, I mean, I actually was thinking that going into Loretta's. I'm like, gosh, dang, like, I've won a race every single year. Like, I need to get one of these.
17 years, man. To think 17 years. Think about the eras that changed from, you know, you and I've had the you know, the awesome time talking to you about all the different eras. And we talked about some old Suzuki races and, you know, the Kawasaki and the Can-Am and the Yamaha. And, I mean, all these things. Man, it's just it's crazy to think 17 years of continuing to win each year along the way, man. What a crazy thing to think about, all the eras span, different manufacturers, and all the hundreds of pro racers that have come and gone, competitors of yours, man. It's I can't even imagine what that must feel like to you, 17 years of winning.
Like, I'm so proud to be able to, like, race with, like, the era of the early 2000s. And like, I mean, for me, like, that was me looking up to, like, my heroes, you know, so I had to race with them. And, like, and then coming up, like, into fast forward, you know, 17 years to have, like, the crop of riders that we have now, or that, like, I feel like I'm looking at, like, me being the old guy, and I feel like I'm racing against these guys in their 20s, you know?
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of younger, high intensity guys. And, like, I feel like that's what I was when I was, you know, when I was 06, 07, you know, 08.
Well, Chad, I mean, you in 2000, you know, 4, 5, 6, I mean, that very beginning of your pro career, you were stoked to be racing against Tim Farr and Doug Gust. And now on our show, we've had guys like Dane Molander and Aaron Salinas in the last couple of years here. Think about, you know, lining up with you and Joel. I mean, you literally, it truly has come full circle to an absolute T.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And yeah, I've been so dang fortunate to have, you know, being able to build what I've been able to build here, and, you know, not to go with all the people that, you know, have helped me along the way and got us to where we're at. And, you know, we've got a beautiful family to share it with right now. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Yeah, it sure has been a pleasure to watch from afar. And it truly is amazing even to just look back at this season, pal. I mean, to look back at this season of yours, it's probably easy to forget what you dealt with this season. I mean, breaking your collarbone, never missing another race other than the, you know, the moto that you weren't at the track there for, you're at the hospital there, finishing second 7 consecutive times to follow that up, which is absolutely amazing, before ending the season, ending the year with a win there at Loretta's. I know it wasn't the 2023 season that you probably wanted, but in retrospect, I hope that you're still able to find a way to be proud of this one, buddy, because I mean, this year had a drag on it that you've never had before, and you still made something out of this season. And I hope that you're proud of that, because it's been it was a different animal, something that you had never really dealt with before, is racing through that type of injury. And man, I give you a lot of credit for that. I hope you're proud of it.
Yeah, I definitely am. And, you know, I'm very, very like fortunate to be able to, you know, look at things and being like, you know, taking the positive out of it, you know. And, you know, it could have been some a lot more serious where, you know, I could have been out for the season. Mm-hmm. But luckily that it wasn't. And, you know, I mean, I'm going to be real. Like, I knew that it could take a long time. And then once I got to the like later part of the year, I was like, man, like I might not be able to get back to, you know, winning this year, like, or even ever again. Like, who really knows? But, you know, mentally, like I put myself through, like a lot of like high stress, you know, times where I'm just trying to get back to fitness and get my strength back. And, you know, with me mentally going into the off season, this is exactly what I need to push on and try to like push for a championship in 2024. So like, I mean, that's my goal. Nothing is in writing just yet, but like, I still want it. I want more. I still got more fire in me. And like, I just, I definitely would not want to end a season on that, because it's not the way that I would draw it up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I got more left in the tank. And one thing's for sure, like, I learned a lot this year. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about my body, and just the way that we were able to rebound so quickly. And I'm super proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Pal, you should be. And I hope that next year, you know, as things probably hopefully get a little more normal, because I don't know if this summer was ever normal for you. I don't know what that looked like. I know when I talked to you at Briarcliff, you had said it still isn't like, you know, it's still tender there. If somebody grabs me there, it's probably not going to feel good, all those things. So I don't know what the future looks like as far as maybe getting that plate out or what the deal is with that. But and maybe you had less riding, I would assume, at least early in this healing process, you probably had less riding, less gym work, less all of that stuff. So looking to the future, I hope that things kind of get back to normal there. And then you're kind of answering what was going to be my next question, is I had heard some rumors, and all of those rumors had been good, you know, because I wanted you to obviously come back. The sport someday is not going to be the same without you. But the big question was, is Chad Weenan going to be back for 2024? And you said nothing's in writing, nothing's official, but you surely don't want to end this legendary career or this whole dance the way that this season ended, even though it was with a win, probably feeling like you weren't at full strength.
Yeah. I mean, just like you said, like it isn't normal, and it definitely won't ever will be, but like the biggest things that I take from it is, you know, I got to get stronger, or like both of my shoulders are pretty jacked up. Yeah. They've had their run-ins with stuff. And
yeah.
So, I mean, that's like my goals this off season, is to try and get stronger. And also I'm going to try and get my plate removed, because it actually does bother me quite a bit.
Okay.
But I mean, the biggest thing that I want is, you know, is just have a, you know, this is my first season, like not my first season, but like season as of late for a while, it's been like, you know, status quo, like I'm racing for a championship. And, yeah. You know, this year it didn't happen, but I got to look at how freaking fortunate I am to be able to race for all those championships in the past. And yeah. I call it on the road, and
yeah,
it's a good bump, because it's hard saying if this wouldn't have happened, this might have been my last year. Who knows? But honestly, I have a lot left still to give.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a fun thing to hear you say, Chad. Pushing 40, so similar to Doug Guss back in the day, right? I'm sure you were watching Doug at the time, thinking, man, I don't know how he's doing it. Now you're that guy, Chad. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when he retired, I'm like, there's no way I am racing. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, and here I am. I'm 38, going to be 39 next year. And you're
Oh, I love it, man. Well, so one thing I did find myself thinking about just the other day, I was thinking, you know, can I ever see Chad, or does he, so I'm asking you, do you ever see yourself as like a mini dad? Like, you think Lakin ever gets into the ATV racing scene and you're doing that whole dance, or is that maybe not in the cards? Is he going to be more of a tractor guy and you guys are farming things together?
I honestly, his direction that he's going, it's not, he doesn't have like the, I guess the freaking, I don't know, the, my daughter has more of me and her, like okay. The way that she carries herself. And
okay.
Gosh, he's wanting to go on the fuller all the time. Lakin does too at times, but like, he doesn't want to grab onto the bars and take over. He just loves to go for rides. Like for me, I would love to give, you know, my son a chance at anything that he wants to do. Yeah. And I want him what he wants to do. Like, I have a hell of a platform for him to step into, but yeah, I mean, we're gonna kind of see how he wants to go about it. I mean, my wife knows the struggles of ATV racing and racing in general, and I do too. So like, obviously I'd love for him to understand those before we go that path, but I want him to enjoy his childhood, you know, just the way that I got to and my parents raised me. And you know, that's what I want for my kids.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's a great answer. Letting him kind of steer the ship on that whole thing, even if it's not steering the handlebars of one of those Wind and Motorsports ATVs. Like you said, got quite the platform for him if he wants it. But anything he wants to do though, shoot, it doesn't matter what it is, right? Whatever he wants to do, you're obviously going to support him. You and Danica are going to give him the best platform you can, whether it's ATVs or something totally different. Could be the spelling bee.
Yeah. I mean, one thing's for sure is that, like, you know, he's been, you know, he's 5 years old, and mm-hmm. my wife has been with, you know, we've been together for, it'll be our 10 year anniversary in October. And
okay,
they've been chasing me forever. I can't wait till I get to chase after them and chase them. And
yeah,
I've been put first for so long mm-hmm. that it's going to be time very, very soon that I put all of them absolutely first over everything.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something that ATV, or I shouldn't even say ATV, that so many racers can probably relate to. I mean, you talk about like you hear so many top level dirt bike racers say the same thing, that they spend their whole careers being the focus of everybody. And you obviously have the mental makeup and in that space, that awareness in you to be ready to give that to everybody else around you. So that doesn't come as a surprise at all, but what an awesome answer that is.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
The following message is brought to you by manscaped.com. The Manscaped engineering team has outdone themselves this time, creating the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, now available for purchase in the US and Canada. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, an official sponsor of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast, with this exclusive offer of 20% off and free worldwide shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0 and I am blown away. This thing is next level. What sets this trimmer apart from all the rest? The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. It features a new multi-functioning on-off switch with travel lock for those of us who like to travel. And my favorite, the new trimmer allows you to customize your trim with 4 different guard lengths, an upgrade from its predecessor that only featured 2. If you're listening, you know that good tools are a must, so wait no more to get the best tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com by using code DIGGINGDEEP20.
Hey everyone, this is Larry Mills, president of DP Brakes North America and proud partner of the Digging Deep ATV MX podcast. We at DP Brakes are a longtime supporter of ATV racing and the world leader in centered brake technology, dominating the ATV world for decades by supporting the best four-wheel racers on the planet. This year's lineup includes Jeff Rastrelli, Mark Baldwin and Baldwin Motorsports, Ford Brothers Racing, Nick Janusa, and many more, including Mr. Digging Deep himself, Cody Jansen. Plus all the top 17 GNCC pros, such as seven-time champion Walker Fowler, Bryson Neal, Hunter Hart, Cole Richardson, Jared McClure, Adam McGill, and previous champion Chris Borch. These top riders continue to appreciate the high performance and impressive durability that their DP brakes have to offer, products that ultimately help place them on top of the podium week after week. DP brakes are available through www.dp-brakes.com, or you can purchase them through your local Parts Unlimited stocking dealer, or you can even message us, myself, Larry Mills, or DP Brakes on Instagram or Facebook. And if you have any questions about product or sponsorship support, please ask us. We are waiting for you. Join the best ATV riders in the world equipped with DP Brakes, and have a great year, everyone.
Nearing two decades into the brand's existence, Factory 43 is back and better than ever, continuing to make major waves in the ATV world. For the third consecutive season, Factory 43 is the official aluminum parts choice of the Phoenix Racing ATV team, providing their state-of-the-art Evo Nerf bars, MX-style front bumpers, and grab bars for two-time champ Joel Hetrick. If you're in the market to upgrade your Nerf bars, bumpers, or grab bars, head over to factory43atv.com to see their full line of industry-leading products available for all makes and models. Head over to factory43atv.com today. First impressions matter. What's the first thing that someone notices about you? In most cases, it's your face, and most importantly, your skin. If you aren't already, it's time to put your best face forward. How do you do that? By adding in a skincare routine. And it's not as hard as you think. You just don't have the right tools for the job. Until now. Clinically proven to reduce wrinkles, fine lines, and signs of aging, Caldera Lab is the leader in men's skincare and is here to save the day. Use our exclusive code DIGGINGDEEP20 at calderalab.com to enjoy 20% off their best products. Caldera Lab creates high-performance men's skincare products, and the regimen leads off their product lineup, a twice-a-day routine to transform your skin. Men's skincare has never been easier with the help of Caldera Lab and the regimen. Inside this bundle, you'll find face wash that leaves all skin types feeling refreshed, hydrating daily moisturizer, and a rejuvenating before bed multifunctional serum. Caldera Lab is made with top-tier ingredients and is a great addition to your daily routine. It takes less than a minute both morning and night, and shout out to all the vet riders out there, it's here to reduce your wrinkles, fine lines, and signs of aging. Get 20% off with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at calderalab.com. That's CalderaLab.com. That's 20% off at calderalab.com by using code DIGGINGDEEP20. Jump into skin and first impression royalty with Caldera Lab. Speaking of family, we know that you just got back from Canada. So tell me a little bit about that getaway with the family before, you know, preparation ramps up probably as you guys, Team USA there, looks to add another Quad Cross of Nations title to the mantle in a few short weeks. I'm sure that's going to be here before you know it. So tell me about the Canada trip.
Yeah, it went great. So long story short, Danica's parents have a cabin in Canada. It's about 10 hours east of Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay.
And, you know, we actually drive right through Green Bay when we head up through there. So I'm sure we're
guy.
Rock throw away when we pass through.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, it was so good to get back because, you know, it's a great place for me to be able to unwind. My phone doesn't work well there unless we really go to town. Like it's complete like isolation. And I need that because I have a hard time disconnecting. Like, I know, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on here that if I let go of it too much, it spirals out of control. But it was great. Like, the fishing, you know, the laughs, the family time. Like, I actually just released a post just today that, you know, like 10 photos of like what we did. So it was very cool. Like, Lakin caught some fish. He's actually like really into it right now. So he's like wanting to go fishing quite a bit. And then like my daughter, she's just a go-getter at anything that we decide to do, she's always on. And yeah, I mean, it was great therapy for me, and I got to unwind a little bit. I had, you know, I was able to have some Canadian beer and stuff like that. It's you know, one of those things that I don't do like really at all during the season. So this is like my time to go out and have some fun, have some drinks and just enjoy ourselves. And so there's five grandkids and Danica's three sisters and their husbands. And, you know, so it was all of us there. So it's a great, great atmosphere.
Awesome. Yeah, that was cool. I saw that post that you're referencing and found myself thinking like Chad Wiener's just like all of us, you know, gets together with the family, goes up north and does normal people things. So that was a pretty cool thing to see. And then kind of shifting gears to the Team USA thing, you know, obviously it's probably you're used to this because you've done it for, you know, for half a decade now at this point or whatever, but it's a weird thing to think of finishing up at Loretta's. You know, I'm glad you got to get some celebration or some downtime, some family time in, but then have to ramp back up a little bit to go do the Team USA thing at the same time, knowing that, I mean, what an honor it is to represent the country, our country, our great country for yet another season. But so, yeah, it's kind of a weird like on and then, you know, flipping the switch off and then having to turn it back on. But obviously for the best cause and the best situation possible, I'm sure, from your vantage point.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I was actually out riding today, just at a track, you know, MC Motor Park, and you know, had a good day today. I rode there on Sunday, but I had a malfunction with my machine, so my day kind of got cut short. But I made it back today, got some good laps in. Like, I actually feel really good for being off the machine for, what's it been, like, almost 3 weeks, two and a half weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, especially all the alcohol that I drank, and I was able to recover pretty well and feel strong. Like, we're still over a month away, but I just want to make sure that I keep myself fresh, stay on the machine. Not so much, you know, it'll be kind of like 2 days a week or something like that up until like 2 weeks away. Then I'll start to ramp it up. And now is a good time of the year to go ride with friends, not have to go out and just throw motos down, just go out and have fun with some friends too. And there's some ride days like that down at Sunset, and I'm sure I'll head down to see like Keaton and those guys at 38 Motorsports and ride at their place. And track conditions are pretty hard packed where we're going, so it's no stranger stuff. It's not my strong suit, but it worked. Like, I ride in those conditions really well. So I mean, we have a great team in front of us and behind us, and it's gonna be fun, especially returning back to the first place that we ventured to.
Yeah.
That's been my personal favorite spot that we've been to. And you know, it's gonna be really, really fun to head back to that track. And I mean, all the stories that we've told Bryce and stuff like that, it's like, he's really excited too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Literally on my sheet here, I have that Italy looked like the coolest venue that you guys went to. And I don't even know, even as a spectator, if it was just because the prestige of that first one was such a cool thing. But the track was really cool in Italy there. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, you know, I'm sure that those guys are stoked to go back there because all of the emotions that come with that first one. So that one's always going to be special. It'll be fun to get back there. And it just never ceases to amaze me, Chad, like how much goes into these trips. You know, the basically like half a year's worth or more of prep and organizing and everything that, you know, Harv and the guys do to pull all this together. It blows my mind. So credit to all those guys and all the hard work. I actually want to get Harv on to kind of talk about that if he's willing to do so, because so much goes into it. But yeah, it's going to be a good time for you guys over there in Italy. And I think that it's probably the perfect setting, just to bring back some memories, like you said, from that first time around, and should be an exciting time there at the beginning of October.
Yeah, it's the truth. You talking, you know, with Harv and like what goes into it, and Mark Baldwin and the Baldwin crew there, like what they put into it is like they've been joking around they want to pass it on to me. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that. It's I hear about what goes into it, and I'm like, I just I don't have the time for that.
You just got to tell them they got it so figured out. They've done such a great job. It's got to stay the way it is.
I'm like, you guys got it dialed. So yeah. You guys are so well. And I mean, huge props to those people that are behind us and that put all the effort into, you know, everything that goes into it. And that's, that is a, like, that's us, you know, it's kind of like wrapping your mind around it. Like, we're putting all of our eggs into that one basket/container.
Yeah.
And across the country to land, and we go meet it. We race with everything in it. We put it back in, we send it back home. It's like the dynamics of that is just like, it's something that I would never think of being possible. And like, they've been able to make it happen. And it's a heck of an opportunity. I hope it lives on, and other riders, you know, like you said, like the young guys that are, you know, racing against me for the first time, and they get an opportunity to possibly do this one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do hope that it stands the test of time. And it is amazing to think about that. You have to take every single thing you need with you. That's something that had been, you know, Harv was taking me through the process a little bit when I saw him at Loretta's and just talked about like, hey, we need to take every single thing with us. Yeah, I can't, you know, can't go to the neighbor in the pits at Loretta's like you can at a track like Loretta's and say, hey, can I bum this off you? Like, you can't do that there. And credit to those guys, because this is what I've always thought. It is such a daunting task to think about putting together a program worthy of yourself and Joel Hetrick. And this year it's Bryce Ford, same as last year. I mean, the three best ATV riders in the world to come up with a program that is worthy, that matches, you know, the greatness of you three riders. And they have seemingly done that every single year. They've done a good enough job of putting together an amazing program that matches the quality of riders that you guys are. And that is an amazing thing. Like, obviously credit to so many people that have pulled it together, but I've just always thought that. I'm like, man, you can't just throw some rinky dink little setup together and then send you guys over there. It's got to be every I dotted, every T crossed, and everything done like to the max. And thankfully it's been what a dream it's been to see you guys go over there, represent us so well. And it's been successful every time over there. Hopefully that can continue, but credit to everybody that pulls it together, because it's such an exciting time. I absolutely love doing the coverage as best we can of that, because it's just something I'm so proud of as a American ATV racer.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I don't want it to go like unnoticed as, you know, the SSI family, you know.
Absolutely.
Ian,
yeah,
for our program, he makes us look so professional, and our presence is like, it's huge there. And it's very cool, the efforts that they put in, and they step it up every single year. It's like,
how do they do it?
Where's the ceiling here? Like the cool stuff that they do, like our gear bags, our team wear, our shoes, like head to toe, we're just like, it's very like humbling to be a part of that and what goes into it. Like, I mean, I'm going to tell you straight up, like this isn't a moneymaker for me. This is a pride of our country that we're putting first. And, also we're trying to grow ATV racing around the world. And, you know, have riders such as, you know, the Patrick Chirinis, the Kevin Sars, the guys that are coming here to race with us, it's showing that they want to grow and they want to get better. And that is so cool to see, because, you know, we certainly do not want to go to these races and just win. We want to race these guys, and we want to have close racing. And it shows the level that they've been able to step to, that they are racing with us now.
Absolutely, Chad. I think that I believe this, and I've said this on the show here, that I think that you guys going over there and doing it year after year, and just like you said, the presence you have, those Europeans are so stoked to see you guys. I do think that that's somewhat been a bridge for guys like Patrick Chirini and Kevin Saar and these other guys that have come over here, right? Like, I don't know if that happens without Team USA kind of sort of extending that olive branch of going over there. And, yep. you know, you got these guys, you got Kevin Sarr, messages, Harv Whipple, our AMA pro referee, about wanting to come to the States. And then he's, you know, kind of behind the scenes tries to help kind of make some connections with guys here. And then look at how that all plays out. So I do think that you guys going over there is a bridge to get some of those guys back over here. And I think in a roundabout way, it definitely grows the sport and makes the sport better. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
100%. And, you know, it's another cool part is that like I mentioned this to my sponsors, like when I'm chosen, like, hey, like I've been chosen for Team USA to represent the United States in Cingoli, Italy. Mm-hmm. And the responses that I get from them is like they're just as much patriots as I am. They're like, oh, like that's so awesome. We can't wait. Let's do some special stuff for you. Like,
yeah,
it's very cool. Like, you know, like, you know, the ones that have jumped off the table are like the JSR Motor Designs, the FMF exhaust, Ian from SI. Like, we get our helmets painted. You know, David Eller takes care of that for us, and he's kind of silent with that, and I don't want to be silent. Like, it's very cool that he does that for us because it's a special, special event, and it makes it even more special when things like that happen for us.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's everybody matching, you know, what you guys are deserving of. So that's such a cool thing. Well, Chad, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I can't thank you enough for it. As always, I love these conversations so much, and just, you know, reliving so many past memories, looking forward to the future, all those things. I'm stoked to think about you possibly coming back for another year here, at least that's your plan. So I love hearing that, and congrats on the win at Loretta's there. Like I said, I think it was the race of the year. Best of luck across the pond, and we're always pulling for you, pal. I look forward to doing a little bit more chatting like this in the future here, but I can't thank you enough for your time. And shoot, I cherish these conversations because I know that they're not going to be forever, pal. So I really, really, really greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. It was it was a great year, and you know, I can't wait to see what's up ahead and the nations and all that. So I'm going to get myself ready for Team USA representation coming up here in Italy or in October. And I can't wait. I hope everybody it tunes in. I'm sure they're looking at having a live stream again. So get everybody rallying and get behind everybody. And I can't wait for it. Thanks a lot.
Heck yeah, man. We'll be behind you and we'll be tuned in for sure. But wishing you all the best of luck. Thanks again. And we'll talk to you soon. You're the man. That's 8-time champion Chad Weenan signing off right here on the Digging Deep ATVMX podcast, brought to you by Ultimate Poly Products and UPPRacing.com. Thanks so much, buddy. Have a good night.
Yep, thanks, Cody. See you.
Success in the ATVMX world is similar to what creates financial success as well. The right people, the right advice, and more importantly, hard work and the benefit of an ongoing relationship as situations change and adversity is experienced. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you reach your goals? Haymower Financial Group can create a personalized, goal-based plan to help your family prepare for whatever life brings. Call me, Scott Haymower, at Haymower Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, at 920-338-8150. That's 920-338-8150. Offices located in beautiful De Pere, Wisconsin, with registrations and clients nationwide.
Headlined by the 4130 Chromoly, Launderville Steel and Concrete Supply is a full-service steel supplier of new and surplus steel, aluminum, and stainless steel products. This racing family-owned full metal service center and concrete product supplier comes with over 30 years of experience serving the entire United States from their central Midwest location. As the number one choice for nationwide shipments and with available next-day delivery in select areas, LSE has you covered near or far. 4130 is not just the chromoly tubing and plate used in the building of chassis for an array of motorsports applications, but it is also the name of the newest addition to the pro paddock with riders Jaden JJ Launderville and Max Lindquist, introducing the new 4130 Motorsports team. Launderville Steel offers a large selection of material for any project, including their concrete division that can supply everything you need to complete your next business or personal project. For a quote or more info, visit LaundervilleSteel.com today or give them a call at 715-675-6193. That's 715-675-6193. Here at Digging Deep, we have an obvious passion for ATVs and pridefully enjoy sharing the sport's history. Since 2019, when the podcast was born, we've been working to partner with individuals who share our passion, but one man and his vision had been missing from our partnership group. Until now. When it comes to the sport's history, the hallowed grounds of Binky's Forever ATC Museum has it all. Binky Tapscott's mind-blowing collection of three- and four-wheelers has preserved history by spanning all makes and models from Honda three-wheelers in chronological order to unique builds that shaped ATV racing as we know it, like Doug Gust's iconic DRZ-powered hybrid thumper and everything in between. There's no denying Binky's passion, a passion that we certainly relate to here at Digging Deep. Binky's goal is to share his amazing collection with fellow enthusiasts by making his prized possessions accessible to the public via scheduled visits. Follow Forever ATC Museum on Facebook and watch foreveratc.com for further updates on possibly getting a chance to see Binky's Forever ATC Museum for yourself. We are proud to welcome Binky's Forever ATC Museum to the Digging Deep family. As the number one podcast in ATV racing, it's only right that we partner with the industry leaders in suspension tuning. Insert Impact Solutions. Impact Solutions is a full-service ATV and side-by-side suspension center specializing in the revalving and service of your motocross and off-road suspension. With over 25 years of elite-level knowledge, experience, and testing with riders of all ages and ability levels, Jay Goble and the Impact crew strive to exceed clients' expectations for service and setup. Impact Solutions is the official Elka Suspension Service Center of the United States, offering unmatched product knowledge and experience. Whether you're in need of service, parts, warranty, sales, or technical support, Impact Solutions has you covered. Head over to ImpactSolutionsATV.com or give them a call today. With the desire to keep you in the race, Ultimate Poly Products offers the ultimate protection collection of case savers, chain sliders, intake manifolds, and more. Founded on quality in 1998, this family-owned and operated business produces products created by racers for racers. These industry-leading products are proudly made and manufactured in the USA, with their case savers being made of the highest quality American-made polyurethane on the market and designed to completely conform to your engine case to help prevent case damage from a thrown chain, because no one wants to be a spectator on race day. Join top pro riders like Bryson Neal, Walker Fowler, John Glotta Jr., Adam McGill, Cole Richardson, and more by using UPP Racing products. Use discount code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com to save on your next order. Ultimate Poly Products, made to last longer so you can ride more.
Thanks for listening, and remember to support our partners. Now back to the show.
Absolutely love that guy. Always enjoy when Chad joins our show, and I am stoked that it sounds like he'll be back for more in 2024. Thanks to tonight's featured guest, Chad Weenan. Thanks to producer Dallas Jansen, my brother, for all his hard work. Thanks to my wife, Brooke, and AMA official Harv Whipple. Thanks to our trusty photographers, Ken Hill and Logan Tremellin of Tremellin Media House. Thanks to all of our donors. You know who you are. We appreciate you so much. Thanks to all of our partners, CSD Tires. Go to shop.csdtires.com today. Yamaha, thanks to Blue Crew. Thanks to SSI Decals, Valvoline, DID Racing Chain, Namira Technologies, Bronco ATV and UTV Components, Launderville Steel Enterprises and Concrete Supply, the financial advice of the Haymauer Financial Group, DP Brakes, Factory 43, Binky's Forever ATC Museum, Impact Solutions, Caldera Lab, and their high-performance men's skincare products and regiment. We all know that moto is a gnarly sport. It can be hard on our skin. So allow Caldera Lab to help you achieve your skincare goals this summer. Get 20% off with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at calderalab.com/DIGGINGDEEP20. Ultimate Poly Products, UPP Racing, so extremely stoked to have those guys on board. Use code DIGGINGDEEP15 at uppracing.com, and Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with code DIGGINGDEEP20 at manscaped.com. Support the brands that support our show, and don't forget to use those codes to save. You can find it all on our website, and be sure to click that Rocky Mountain ATVMC banner for all your gear and parts needs and to help us out. And most of all, thanks to you guys for listening.
Digging Deep ATV Fantasy season-ending results and standings can still be found at ATVFantasy.com. We're just finishing up. We're just in the final stages of putting together our prize list. So I'm hammering that out in the next couple days here. Our top finishers can expect to hear from me soon, so we'll get those prizes and awards going. We're working on that very hard as we speak. And at shop.diggingdeepatvmx.com, you can access all of our Digging Deep line of merchandise. That's another great way to support us. But if you're looking for another easy way to help support us, visit our website and click the Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee buttons. This allows you to set up a one-time or monthly contribution to support our efforts. You can always leave us a voicemail, and we'd love to play it on the show. We got all kinds of freedom with content in the off season here. So if you want to spark something or you have a topic suggestion, give us a call at 920-569-3519. You can follow the show on social media, Digging Deep ATVMX Podcast, and myself, Cody Jansen, for additional content, coverage, and more fun stuff as we embark on the off season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. Wherever you find podcasts, you'll find the Digging Deep ATVMX Podcast. All episodes, additional podcast providers, sponsor links, and discount codes, show merchandise, fantasy info, and more can all be found on our website, diggingdeepatvmx.com, so check that out today. Be a friend, tell a friend, please download, subscribe, rate, review, and share. And with that, for Chad Weenan, Brooke Jansen, Dallas Jansen, and I'm your host, Cody Jansen. Thanks for listening to and making us the most listened to podcast in ATV racing, with nearly 233,000 downloads last month in 103 total countries. Until next time, thanks for joining us in digging deep with the stars of ATV motocross. We're going to be on a couple week hiatus here as my brother goes on vacation, but we will be back, and we have so much to talk about here in the upcoming off season. So take care. And we'll see you soon right here on the Digging Deep ATVMX Podcast.
Things are crashing and burning here at the Digging Deep Podcast, much like the Titanic.
Those guys were hauling ass, for real.
I remember watching Doug Gus, I don't know who it was, Steel City, running the same times Friday afternoon as James Stewart was on Sunday back then. It was mental. I've never seen quads go that fast.
Quad loads are freaking gnarly.